You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
We welcome to the program California Democratic Congressman and Super Committee member Javier Becerra. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Thanks so much for joining us. We want to get right to it because you've got a very important meeting today. You're a member of the Super Committee. The first meeting happens today. You've got to find $1.2 trillion in savings from the federal budget over the next 10 years, and you've got until Thanksgiving to do it. What's on the agenda this morning?
The first meeting is more an organizational meeting to set down the rules, make it clear how we'll proceed, and set in motion all the different work that we'll do with regards to hearings, taking a look at legislation, and ultimately submitting a report to Congress by November the 23rd that will give Congress the ability to actually pass a bill that the president can sign.
You know, Congressman, some of your colleagues, Barney Frank I'm thinking of particularly, and even some folks on the program this morning have described elements like super committees and special sort of executive committees of Congress to do what Congress maybe ought to be doing as a plenary is a sign of dysfunction of the American government. Are you participating in a phenomenon that essentially demonstrates dysfunction of the American political system?
John, at the end of the day, it's a matter of getting things done. And so this is the framework that Congress and the president put in place to try to get us moving forward so that we can reduce our deficits and put America back on track. And so one way or the other, we've got to do this. The American people have sent a very clear message to us. Hopefully politicians are listening, that it's time that we do our work the way they keep working and trying to survive, and they're doing their work. So I don't think it matters too much to the American people how we get it done, so long as we get it done.
We're speaking with Congressman Javier Becerra of California, who's on this super committee that has to, I guess, fix the American economy before Thanksgiving. Not a big deal, right, Congressman? But, you know, there are, and I might be one of them, who might think that this whole creation of a super committee is one way to punt responsibility. That because the GOP and the Democrats weren't able to come to a real decision, that instead they've moved it off to this smaller committee and put the responsibility on you, and therefore you're to blame if no deal is reached, and they aren't.
At the end of the day, whether it's the Democrats and Republicans on this select committee or whether it's the Democrats and Republicans in the Congress, we have to get it done, and the people will know who had the chance to do it right. And so this is our opportunity to reduce America's deficits and put Americans back to work. I believe that we can do that. It's just a matter of trying to come together, set our egos aside, put away our preconditions, our sacred cows, and our special interest pledges, and agree that as 12 people, we'll walk in there ready to take a look at anything and keep on the table only those things that should be used to help reduce these deficits.
All right, there you've said it. We're talking with Congressman Javier Becerra, who's vice chairman of the Democratic Caucus. That's a leadership position in the House. He's a senior member of the Ways and Means Committee. That's also a powerful committee assignment. But you're a member of this super committee, and you just mentioned I was just thinking to myself, what is your role going to be? All right, are you going to confront your Republican colleagues on the pledges that I believe all of them have signed to include no tax increases at all in this deficit reduction discussion that you're going to have today?
And, John, it's interesting. As late as yesterday, another poll once again told us what the American people are saying. The Wall Street Journal poll said once again what we've known for months, if not years, that the American people believe a fair solution must be a balanced solution. And they themselves, the American people, support by overwhelming numbers, including Republicans, that we should do things that make sure that our tax code is fair so that everyone is sacrificing a bit, including those who've done very well over the last decade. And so if anyone takes a pledge, certainly a pledge that goes counter to what the American people are saying, is really going to make it difficult for this committee to succeed. And so I would urge each of my colleagues to be prepared to make the pledge that they will only pledge an allegiance to the American people and not to any special interest.
All right, but it's also, there's another pledge going on. The president's going to speak tonight, and he's going to offer $300 billion of some sort of job creation program, which may be directly at odds with what you in this committee are going to be dealing with. Are you going to pledge to support your president on his job creation, or are you going to pledge to basically throw that program in the garbage if it doesn't meet your criteria for deficit reduction?
And John, that's the question, I believe, of moment. That question of what we'll do in terms of jobs, because the reality is that the best thing that we can do in this deficit reduction committee that we are supposed to work on is to actually put Americans back to work. How does that run consistent with our obligation to reduce the deficit to help create jobs? Because remember that every time an American is not working, he or she is not paying taxes. When you're not paying taxes, the Treasury gets less revenue. Less revenue means you're going to spend more than you had or should have had to pay for things that you need, and that's why you run these deficits. So, John and Celeste, if you think about it, the best way to reduce America's deficits is to put Americans back to work. 14 million Americans today still out of a job. If you include those Americans, millions of Americans who are only working part-time, even more. And we are today at the lowest rate of revenue collection in the country's history for the last 50 to 60 years. So,
all right, a job creation mission. Got it.
Actually, the best way to reduce these deficits.
Let me get a sense of the political dynamics. Do you have a close relationship with any other member of the committee over your time in the Congress? Anyone in particular that you will be more likely to smile across the table or work across the table with?
The good thing for us, John, is that most of us have known each other for quite some time. We're all very experienced, and I think we're going to find that the friendships will help, but ultimately it's whether we're ready to make the tough decisions to have everyone sacrifice and make it a balanced approach.
Come on, you're going to get together with a couple of those Republicans. You're going to be a sort of a small committee advocating for one aspect. Come on, give me a sense of the dynamics.
Oh, no, absolutely. I think you're going to find that we will all try to group and figure out how we can come together and present to the 12 a solution that everyone can buy into, because it won't be easy to get a majority to agree on making those tough sacrifices.
Congressman Becerra, I really appreciate your candor this morning. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Congressman Javier Becerra is a Democrat of California, vice chairman of the Democratic Caucus, senior member of the Ways and Means Committee, but most importantly, a member of that super committee in Congress that meets for the first time today.